It is time for our weekly update on the markets with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And Roy, I failed to mention last week, and I apologize that I did invade your county, but it was just for a few hours. Got to see the Cass County Fair last week, and hope you did too.
You know what? I didn't even get to the fair this year, and yes, I knew you were here and wasn't able to even make connections there. So I apologize, and we'll try harder next time.
Well, that's all right, because we might cross paths later today, and the Soybean Management Field Day is coming to Schuyler, and I'm planning to go, and so are you, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, creek don't rise, so, and I don't think that's going to happen. So I'll be up there if anybody wants to visit with me. Why? I'll be around.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about the markets here this week, and a couple of USDA reports to digest in the markets, and I think some were kind of surprised by Wednesday's report, Roy.
It was a real interesting report. You know, there's a lot of anticipation building up, some people saying it's going to be positive and some saying it's going to be negative, and well, guess what? We got a positive report on beans and a negative report on corn, but the markets didn't follow that anyway, so who cares? You know, it's kind of like one of those deals.
Well, so you know, how do we interpret those numbers? Should we wait for more? I guess I would call them firm numbers. You know, actually based on field surveys, or you know, how do we take that?
Well, you know, I guess my attitude about it here, it is the middle of August, and you should have had your old crop moved by now. Unless you were going to planning on storing some of it over, but don't generally recommend that, and certainly not in the situation that we're in now, where we got a big crop coming on, and you know, people should be making plans on what they're going to do with their new crop. If they don't already have those plans made, why, this is the time to be doing it, and not worry about the day-to-day price moves, because we're in a time of the year when, in general, prices go down, and We certainly saw yesterday the close on the soybean futures. Even though we had a friendly report for soybeans, soybean futures were down over 20 cents a bushel. So, you know, it's the time of year when you need to just be cool, and I don't know, that's hard to do when it's 90 degrees outside, but be cool mentally and get the plans made for the coming crop.
So what are some tips that we need in order to do that? Are we looking at price triggers or something of that nature?
You know, first of all, with the soybeans, chances are pretty good that the soybean crop that the soybean price is going to hold together in here. If you look at the charts, you look at the normal seasonal price pattern, usually the soybean market will hold together until roughly the 10th of September and until that September crop report. Now, in terms of corn, if you haven't got it sold, or if you haven't got enough of it sold, you know, plan on storing it and anticipate that you're going to get a rally after harvest, because usually we do, and there's plenty of corn in the world right now. But you know, that doesn't mean that the price can't go up once the harvest is over.
We've talked about utilizing options before on our weekly programs. You know, what's the price relationship between some of the options that are available? Is that something that we can maybe look at too now, Roy?
Well, you know, here's a couple of things you might want to look at. First of all, I've been watching the call options on December corn, because I've got December corn futures sold, and you know, in the unlikely event that the market would turn around and go right back up, you can cover that with a call option pretty cheap right now, because the premiums on the call options have dropped drastically here just in the last week. And in fact, I did buy a call option on December corn for less than a dime, and that'll cover me for any upside risk. Now, if you want to look at it the other way, you can turn around and buy a put option for bushels that you don't have priced, and again, those we've lost a lot of time value on those. We've lost a lot of the volatility value, and so those are priced a lot more reasonable than what they were 2 or 3 months ago.
How about on? Have you looked at soybean options at all? Is that something that that may be valuable now?
Well, you know, in terms of the using the option for a price floor, you have a better opportunity to do that with soybeans than you do with corn just because the price of soybeans, relatively speaking, is higher than what it is for corn. So, but again, the soybean options are pretty high priced. For instance, I'm looking here at a $10 put option would cost you 59 cents. A couple months ago, that same option would have cost close to a dollar. So, you know, you say, well, 59 cents is an awful lot, but that still locks in about $9.40 on the beans. So, you know, it's something you might want to look at if you're scared of the bean price going down. I guess I'm not that worried about it myself, but that certainly is a strategy that will work to put a floor under your production.
All right. Anything else you'd like to highlight here this morning, something we might have missed?
I guess just if you're needing to sell something and you want to get it sold before harvest time, look for any kind of a little rally to make the sales. This is for corn, not normally a time of year when the price goes up. For beans, it is a time when the price goes up, and so you may get some more opportunities, notwithstanding the 20 cents lower yesterday.
And if we haven't got anything else to do but wait for the crop to mature, make sure all of those, the equipment is clean and the bins are clean and ready to store a crop in good condition, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing some work cooler parts of the day, putting sweep auger wheels on and checking out the unloading system. And another couple weeks here, we'll be getting the sprayer out and treating the inside of the bins for meal moths and things like that. So that's kind of hard to do when the temperature is 90 degrees, but we'll probably be getting some cooler weather here, not before too long anyway.
For folks that want more information from you, there are a couple of ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thanks for the information, and we'll see you a little bit later this morning.
Okay.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.